This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, GM forms a closer relationship with Alphabet's Google and will build its apps directly into its touchscreens. And like that, our ecosystems broaden with a more seamless flow of apps and services among our many, many devices. While it would also include the flow of data, it would certainly satisfy consumer demand. What could possibly go wrong? Looking into it after these tech headlines. The Journal reports T-Mobile's pay-as-you-go wireless plan allegedly sold used phones as new devices and overcharged customers. This is according to a New York City agency in a lawsuit filed this week. The city sued T-Mobile and several of its authorized Metro by T-Mobile brand dealers for what it said is abusive sales practices that span charging fees for unwanted services, failing to give customers legal receipts, and charging illegal taxes. The suit alleges more than 2,000 violations of the city's consumer protection law, finding deceptive practices in stores across the five boroughs. A T-Mobile spokeswoman said the company takes the allegations seriously and continues to investigate the matter so that it can respond to New York City. The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Krause has more of the story at WSJ.com. Slack Technologies doesn't expect to have to pay the hefty price for any future service outages, as it did in the July quarter. The provider of the workplace collaboration software lost $8.2 million in revenue from credits issued to customers related to a service disruption. On an earnings call with analysts, Slack's CFO said such outages are unusual for the company, and this one was compounded by what's called exceptionally generous terms in customer contracts from its early days. The company notes it's adjusted those terms to be more in line with industry standards and notes it does not expect a revenue impact of this magnitude again. Twitter disables its text messaging feature as hacks continue. The company said it was temporarily turning off a feature that allows users to send tweets via text message following a spate of hacks affecting several high-profile users, including chief executive Jack Dorsey. The company says it will work to improve the linking of phone numbers used in two-factor authentication. After that, reactivation of the feature will proceed in certain markets that rely on text messaging for reliable communication. Of note, Twitter's suspension of the texting feature didn't affect users posting tweets through its app or directly through its website. Coming up, or at least coming to, a car near you in the not-so-distant future, Google Apps, and how they'll eventually be available on millions of GM vehicles globally. GM has a new plan to offer Google Maps, as well as its voice-activated assistant and popular Google Play App Store, directly as part of its vehicle's touchscreen displays, allowing drivers to access them on their dashboard displays without having to pull out their smartphones. Will other big car companies follow suit? And what about the transferring of all that data? Here to answer these and the rest of life's questions is the Journal's Mike Colias, patching in via Skype from Detroit. Welcome back, Mike.
Yeah, thanks.
So for all the advancements in smart tech and making it all seamless, car dashboards in particular have a reputation as not being quite ready for prime time, let's call it. So, we're seeing more of these partnerships start to develop. Is that really at play here?
Yeah, very much. I mean, the car industry for the last decade has really had trouble. You know, there's been a lot of glitches with their touchscreen systems, a lot of customer complaints. It's dragged down their quality ratings and things like Consumer Reports, which is really influential. And so I think what you're seeing is GM turning to a company like Google is kind of the latest example of automakers saying, you know, we realize that this isn't exactly our core sweet spot in terms of what we do. We're manufacturing companies, and these companies like Apple and Google are the best of the world at sort of the customer interface. And so they're leaning on these companies more to provide these kind of services, digital services behind the wheel.
This is great for Google, right? One more portal to us. Is expansion into the car business sort of where this trend is going, this trend of keeping this flow of everything connected?
Yeah, I think all of the tech companies sort of view the car as the next device, and they know that their customers they don't want to have to relearn an interface every time they go from device to device, which is why the car makers have had trouble, because people don't want to get in a car and have it look totally different from what their smartphone screen or their tablet screen might look like. And so for Google to get into the dashboard of GM, which sells more cars in the U.S. than than any other automaker is a big win, because there are other tech giants trying to get into the auto business as well. You've got Amazon Alexa, and there's some tie-ups with some car companies that have put Alexa into the car, although it's pretty limited in terms of what it can do. Apple for sure has tons of plans around services and has an Apple CarPlay system that's in a lot of cars now. And so, yeah, they're all trying to turn the car into the next device and have their interfaces the same across users' devices.
Right. I have to ask, as we all are these days, about data. Anything from GM about how that will all play out?
Yeah, I mean, they've said that the users will have to opt in to have their data used, number one, and procured by the two companies. And then secondly, they say that it's anonymized data, so it won't be, VIN number specific, or there won't be an individual's name attached to it. It's data that they can use in aggregate to suss out trends, how many cars per hour drive past a certain Starbucks. So, they're very careful to say that it's not personal data that's being collected. But certainly, in automotive, the data thing is very much in its infancy in terms of who owns it, how they're going to monetize it. I think there's this uneasy alliance between the car companies and the tech companies in terms of, who's going to come out on top with that and who's going to have access to this stuff.
Having said that, is it basically the consumer demand that will settle things? Because what we ultimately want is that smart ecosystem, right? The one that tends to work so well on our smartphones. And when it doesn't, we go nuts. So I feel like that might be leading the charge here.
Yeah, I mean, GM was upfront and saying, listen, we're listening to our customers. Our customers have told us they don't want some sort of foreign interface that they've never seen before when they buy a new car. They want it to look and feel like what they're used to on their smartphone. And you could argue that as you're driving down the road, that familiarity is probably even more important. So what you're seeing here is the customer voice coming to the fore and the car companies saying, okay, this is the direction they want to go. That's how we want to give them the best experience. But it's not totally ceding control to the tech companies. I mean, the automakers are still going to have access to the data that run through the dashboard, arguably more so under this setup, now that it's going to be built into the dashboard as opposed to just connected through a smartphone. So, the car companies still have some skin in the game here in terms of how the customer data gets used.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see how that plays out. Mike Elias, thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet.
The rollout will start in 2021 across GM's four main brands. That's Cadillac, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.